And all we're going to do for a few minutes now is we're going to think about that story and what it teaches us about Jesus. So let's pray, shall we? Don't worry, it's fine, it's fine. Lord, as we come to think about the Christmas story now, please help us to listen carefully and to learn lots. Amen. Amen. Very good. Now, I wonder, does anyone want to hear the best news in the world? Anyone up for it? Okay, well, listen in, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to hear the best news in the world using a simple scale on the piano. Okay? So, Linda, here we go. Here's the scale. This is the best news in the world. That didn't sound too good, did it? Okay, let's try it again. Linda, instead of going up, let's go scale down, okay? So listen again. Take two. Best news in the world ever. Here we go. That didn't sound too good either, did it? Okay, let's give it one last go. So Linda, same time, scale down, this time with pauses after the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. Listen in, this is the best news in the world. Yeah, we got it. What's the best news in the world? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Yeah, that's the good news of Christmas. God himself has come into this world. And that's the message, isn't it? That the angel brought the shepherds on that first Christmas night. Can you imagine the scene? We've seen it acted out already, but imagine what it had been like, dark, up on the hills, outside Bethlehem, quiet maybe. All the shepherds, you remember, huddled together. Then all of a sudden their bubble is burst and there's noise and there's light and this angel appears and the shepherds are terrified. But they didn't need to be, did they? Because you remember the message that the angel brings? It's up there on the screen, look. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." And here's the news, verse 11. Today, in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. That's the good news of Christmas. That God himself stepped off his throne in heaven and was born into this world as a little baby. Stunning, isn't it? And all we're going to do this morning is we're going to think about two reasons. We're going to look at two reasons why God coming into this world is the best news ever. And here's reason number one, because of what it does. Now, here's a question for you. What makes news good? I wonder what you'd say if I asked you that question. What makes good news good? Well, one answer is that it beats bad news, right? Good news beats bad news. So here's a few examples up on the screen. Look, here's the good news. You're going to have to give me the bad news that the good news beats. Make sense? So here's the good news. I found my cat. Yeah. What's the bad news? Bad news. I've lost my cat. Yeah, Pam, you love your cats. Bad news. I've lost my cat. But good news beats bad news. I found my cat. Here's the next one. Good news. Boiler's fixed. Yes. What's the bad news that the good news beats? Yeah. The boiler's broken. Really bad news, isn't it? When the weather's cold, the boiler's broken. That's terrible news. But good news, the boiler is now fixed. Here's our last one. Good news, they ran out of sprouts. What's the bad news? Yeah, mum's gone to buy sprouts. Terrible news. Mum's gone to buy sprouts for Christmas. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aldi has run out of sprouts. You see, good news always beats the bad news. So here's my question for you. What is the bad news that the good news of Christmas beats? Well, have a look again on the screen. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. The good news is we have a Savior. The bad news is that we need saving. We need saving from the mess that we've made of the world and our own lives, and we need saving from the mess we've made of our relationship with God. See this picture on the screen? I want you to all copy this lady on the screen, okay? So get your fists out. I want you to clench your fist nice and hard like this. Everyone do it. I want you to clench your fist. You do like a bit of an angry face. Like that. Yeah? Well, that's what we've all done to God. We've stuck up, this is what the Bible says, this is the bad news. We've stuck up our fists at God and said, thanks, but no thanks. You might have made me, I might be alive today because of you, but God, no thanks. I want to do things my way. And because of that, our relationship with God is broken. I did have a stick here, but my stick's gone. Where's my stick? I can't break that one. I had a breakable there. There it is. There's my breakable stick. It's been stolen by a shepherd. Here's the bad news. Our relationship with God. Oh, no. Yes. Our relationship with God is broken. That's what I thought I was hurting. That's the bad news. But the good news of Christmas, there's the good news. Jesus came to fix it. That's the good news of Christmas, that Jesus came to fix our relationship with God. And he did it by laying down his life on the cross to take away our sin so that we can be friends with God again. Joy to the world. Why? How does the song go? Joy to the world. The Lord has come. And he's come to be our Savior. That's the first point. And here's the second. Christmas is good news, not just because of what it does in beating the bad news, but because of what it brings. Look at the words again of the angel. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy. This is good news that causes great joy. So question for you, you've got 30 seconds to chat. What brings you the greatest joy at Christmas? Discuss. You've got 30 seconds. Good, okay. Well, there's plenty of chat, so hopefully there's a lot of things that bring us joy at Christmas. As you can see, I've put a few pictures across the bottom of the screen. Here's maybe some of the things that you talked about that bring joy at Christmas. Being with family and friends, yeah? Great joy. Eating amazing food, yeah, great joy. Watching a box set, if it's a good one, yeah, great joy. Opening exciting presents. All good things, all enjoyable things. But here's what I want us to see this morning. There's a big difference between little moments of happiness that these things bring and true, deep, lasting joy that is found in Jesus. I still remember getting my rally chopper, age 7, at Christmas, best present I've ever had. I remember razzing around my little close again and again. And for 2 or 3 years, my rally chopper brought me such happiness. But it didn't last, right? Because where's my rally chopper now? No idea. It's probably rusting away somewhere on some tip. Point being, as good as it was at the time, the joy didn't last. And you know what? It'll be the same for every single present that you open this Christmas. But here's the thing. The joy that we have in Jesus is different. It's a joy that doesn't break. It's a joy that doesn't need new batteries. It's a joy that you'll never grow out of. Or to put it another way, it's a joy that lasts forever. It's the joy of sins forgiven. It's the joy of a right relationship with God. It is the joy of knowing that one day I will spend forever with my Savior. And that's the joy the angel is talking about in verse 10. True joy, lasting joy, good news that will cause great joy for all the people. I guess there's only one question left to ask you this morning, which is this. Do you know that joy? Do you know that joy in your hearts this morning? Have a look again. This is the Christmas scale that we began with. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. But who knows what the words are that come next? What comes next? Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Do you see what it is? It's a call to accept Jesus as your King. It's a call to make room in your heart for Jesus. It's a call to put your trust in the one who came at Christmas. And many of you sat here this morning have already done that. And because of that, you know that joy, right? You've tasted that joy that we've been speaking about. For others, maybe you don't yet know that joy. And so here's what I want you to do this Christmas. Here's our final challenge. Before every single present you open, young people as well, listen to this. Every single present you open this Christmas, before you dive in and rip off the paper, take 2 seconds to ask that question on the screen. Will it last? Will the joy of this gift last? Because the true joy of knowing Jesus and what he has done for you will last forever. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth, let the people of this world, and let the people in this room this morning trust in Jesus as their King. So shall we sing it? We've heard the scale. Let's stand on our feet. You'll see it on the screen. It's a song that comes with action.